Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called a wonderful book that sends an important message to our newest generation about our beautiful planet Earth. The book Tick Tock, Tick Tock, Blue Planet by Gonzague Dufour. Four friends who live around the world discover that their planet is in danger. They decide to do something to protect their iceberg, forest, savanna, and the elephants, and challenge all of us to protect this beautiful planet. Gonzague spent many years in the corporate world as a human resources professional. In 2012, he published Managing Your Manager at McGraw-Hill, his way to help professionals to better understand their working environment and to deal with their boss. Gonzague enjoys telling and writing stories for children and has decided to publish one of his favorites. Fairy tales, metaphors, images, music of the worlds, friendly voices, many ways to push creativity and imagination towards new imaginary worlds. Tick Tock, Blue Planet, a wonderful story, beautifully illustrated, and author Gonzague Dufour is our guest on This Week in America. Gonzague, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Appreciate inviting me, really.
This is so well done that I appreciate you taking the time to do this. It's a very important topic in reaching the generation we really need to reach to get this message and make the necessary changes. Why did you decide to do this book, dealing with the planet, and gear it towards this generation?
I think that I've been always, since I'm a kid, passionate about storytelling and stories, and I think that's a very powerful tool to pass on messages. And if it's properly done and well done, I think that's people can be engaged and you can catch their attention. And I did the same, by the way, in the companies and speaking to leaders. And sometimes it's a nice way to pass on the message. As a kid, my mother was telling me a story. When I was a father, I told story to my kids, many different stories, and now to my grandkids. And one of the topic which was really key and important to me was the survival of the planet. And I've seen many movies, stories. I've been in the world, as you said, and I thought it was important to try at least to explain to my grandkids that the blue planet was in danger. And we should do at our level something to help and to make sure that next generation will enjoy the planet as we did in the past. And amazingly enough, one day I was in a restaurant with friends, and next to me was a young lady, I didn't know, Jean Nesteres. And we start speaking, and she was explaining that she was illustrating stories for kids. I told my story, one of my story, and said, oh, I love it. Do you want me to illustrate your story about the four kids and the animals and the planet? I said, why not? That's my lucky day. Okay, let's do it. And that's the story.
You know, that's interesting because I was going to ask about the illustrations, all of the reviews talking about the message and enhanced by the illustrations. And I thought maybe this was an exhaustive search that took years to find the right illustrator. And it just happened. You turn around and there's somebody there to illustrate the book. And she really understood the point you wanted to make, didn't she?
I was amazed because I think that's when you go around and look at a kid's book, the illustration is 70-80% of the communication, and if that's well done, that's the story is really emphasized and stronger, and that's what she did. She did a very, very good job. I love it. I love the four little animals and the way she designed them. Yeah.
It's a captivating story, a very important story, Tick Tock, Tick Tock, Blue Planet by Gonzague Dufour. I'll give you all the information, book available at Amazon.com, Stratton-Press.com. I'll give you all that as we go. And, of course, it's on our website. Give me some of the key messages in the book. Besides this very entertaining story, you've got very important messages. What are some of the key messages?
I think that's I have one, and it's like for a different story, you have telling a story, passing on a message, and probably trying to go to something a bit more subliminal, but it's very hard. But I think the key message is okay, your planet is suffering, our planet is suffering. I'm sorry, we are passing on something which is not perfect, but I think you have to help us to improve the situation, and let's find ways, each of us, to do it better and make a way to really save the planet. That's the key message, yeah, definitely.
And with the four friends, and they're all, as I say, in various parts of the world, so it's not like you're focusing on a particular area. You're talking about the Blue Planet, the book Tick-Tock, Blue Planet. Gonzaga Dufour, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's GonzaGue, Dufour, Dufour, and I'll have all this up on the website. You deal with four separate challenges, four different challenges. What are the four?
Yeah, and that's why I selected and I choose the four different kids and animals. The first one is the global warming. I think that's now it's very well known, but considering the global warming, you see that the iceberg are melting and the level of the water is coming up. And I think that's very, very serious. The second one is, I was shocked when one day I discovered that the plastic wastes we are throwing away and putting most of the time in the oceans, and I will probably come back to that. But that's what we call the sixth, seventh continent. And then another one is all these wild animals which have been destroyed and species disappearing. That's so sad because they can teach and we can learn from them. And the fourth one is the forest and the way we play with nature and believing that everything can be renewed easily and fast. Think about the forest and the time you need to build the forest, which means four different axes, which means global warming, which is waste. We are filling the world with this waste, the wild animals and natures and the forest, which are destroyed.
You know, if you took any one of those and said, we're in jeopardy of losing, we would be alarmed, but we're actually in jeopardy of losing all four of those.
I want
to go to climate change for a second, because it's so obvious, and every day we seem to find out more and more about climate change, the adverse effects. When and why did this become so political?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I think that's, you know, it's always the same. We react when we see, when we are personally concerned, and when we see all this waste around us, when we see the water in Miami, for example, in 25 years, half of Miami is gone underwater, which means people are start to realize that something is wrong. And really, is it human nature? Is it a trend? Is it whatever? It's the global warming is a fact. And then now you can see it. I am on the ocean side, and you can see the beach being eaten piece by the ocean.
Yeah, you're in a position where you can look out your window and daily see the ramifications of climate change. Our guest on the program is Gonzaga Dufour. The book is called Tick-Tock, Tick-Tock, Blue Planet, children's book, beautifully illustrated, available wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon, the publisher Stratton-Press.com as well. You mentioned the sixth continent. Talk about that.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's, there is some confusion because if you read articles now in the media, you have six, seven, eighth continent. I called it the six. It's probably the seventh. And that's frightening, amazing, terrible. I've been sailing and on the sea, and I could see that. Do you know that there is a place in the middle of the Pacific which is called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? That's a place where all the garbage, plastic bottles, have been accumulated, and this becoming a continent which is one third of the size of America, larger than France. It's only garbage. That's what we call the sixth continent. And that's something we can do, because we should stop throwing everything and anything in plastic overboard, I should say, just as an image. And that's what's going on, which means, and it's not the only place, but that's the largest one in the ocean. That's terrible. That's frightening.
Well, it is frightening. And the nice thing, and you just mentioned it, it's we all, the nice thing about this is we can all do something. And if we all do something, we can see changes. Talk about that. What can we do? The average person sitting, maybe listening to the program, watching the program on YouTube, it's like, well, I take my trash out every week and I do the recycling, the whole thing. What can people do to help?
We call that the footprint, but I think every one of us can do something. It's not always easy, but and it's not about doing big, great things like the four kids have done. It's probably too much on a metaphor. But yes, we can recycle. We can avoid consuming plastic bags and using bottles of plastic. We can. I think that if you browse and Google Save the Planet initiatives, you will find always something which makes you react or having some understanding, better understanding what could be done. Personally, I'm very sensitive about water. I think that the water will be key in the future. They may potentially have war because of the water and the shortage of water. I think that we have to be careful about not abusing of the water and using the water smartly. And that's one thing I do, but it's, you know, it's immense. But I think that's the most important is to acknowledge and then to start doing something every day.
You mentioned initiatives that are out there. Are there initiatives out there that actually are dealing with the challenge, and how can we find out about them?
Yeah, you go online and you have a lot of associations, a lot of initiatives taken by even corporate actually. And that's in the corporate world, they understood that it was vital for their communication. And then the plastic bottle are recycled now, and all the message are the same everywhere. But yes, you can. I think that's, you know, for example, I was shocked. I discovered that this week. To make blue jeans, just one, you need 7,500 liters of water, which means,
that's
okay,
amazing.
Don't buy a second one. Don't buy a second one or a third one.
Wow. I did not know that. That's staggering. When you, they should put that on the label, and suddenly we'd be
exactly.
We'd
exactly.
Second,
you're right,
have second thoughts before we buy items like that. Gonzague Dufour is our guest on the program, talking about his children's book, but it's a book designed for everybody. TikTok, TikTok, Blue Planet, available at Amazon, Stratton-Press.com, other places. As we're talking, I'm thinking, boy, this book has an impact worldwide, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. Has it been published in other languages?
No, unfortunately, but I think that's, I should have done more about that, and that maybe should have been my contribution. And thanks, Rick, for giving me the opportunity to boost the message, and I should take more initiative about that. But actually, it just you have a English version and a French version, because I'm French, as you noticed probably.
Well, it's interesting because this is a worldwide problem, and it's I don't want to necessarily say a pleasure to have you here, because I wish we didn't have to keep talking about this, but we do. And you have a way of in entertaining way with the young people, getting their attention. And for all of us, something we can relate for. We have one of the friends, their iceberg is melting. Another, their forest is devastated. Yeah. The other, the ocean is polluted. The other, savanna is ravaged. And you think about that. That's what we, all of us, are doing to this blue planet that you write about in the book. How did you come about writing a children's book after doing a book for business leaders? Or is there much difference in the audience?
maybe in a nutshell, I should say that leader, as you mentioned, maybe leaders as are just older kids. And in the corporate world, it's the same as for the kids. You observe, you see something, and you say, okay, you have to say something. And I think that's the book for leader was based on my experience of meeting with thousands of leaders in my corporation. And I thought it was important to tell the story and explain that, okay, you have always the book on leadership. Now let's go on the other side of the coin and see how you can deal with your boss. And when you look at the kids, and what's the best way to inspire them than telling them stories? And I said, okay, why don't you do the same with your stories? I have so many stories in my cupboard, but I thought this one was good. And then I said, okay, let's go for it. And it's easier to speak to kids than to leaders. You know,
it really is. And you have a knack, and maybe it's with your own children and grandchildren, of being able to sort of get their attention, keep their attention. And not everybody can write a children's book. You don't have that much time to really develop something. You have to capture their attention and hold it. And you do that in TikTok, TikTok, Blue Planet by Gonzague Dufour. As I'm reading about the book, Managing Your Manager, that was written like 10 years ago. And if you said today, managing your manager, somebody would probably go, I think I saw my manager a couple months ago on a Zoom call that I made. How would you go about doing that, presenting this book in 2022? It's a whole different atmosphere out there, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's I'm considering two things. One is to boost a little the communication about TikTok, Blue Planet. And the second one is to add a new chapter to the Managing Your Manager, which is about how to manage your manager in the context of COVID and in the context of working from home and in the 2022, because that's really different. Generations are different. And why I see my daughter and the way she relate and communicate with her boss, I think life is totally different in corporations. And I think that's chapter 10 will be managing your manager in the new world.
Will business ever return to what it once was? And if not, is that necessarily a bad thing?
No. I think that's okay. I remember when I started to work, I said, okay, these guys, they don't understand. And it's the same actually, they don't understand, which means we have to make sure that we can facilitate the communication relationship. Yes, the boss has a different role actually. What's my boss for? I remember I had a communication on being a boss in the COVID environment and working from home. And suddenly the people discovered that's the boss was not that useful, or they didn't see exactly what he was useful. He was not present when in the past the boss was passing by in the corridors in the office and you see the boss. You don't see the boss. What's the boss's role actually? Okay, to be defined, to be reinvented.
You know, that's interesting. You pose that question, and well, what exactly is it? It's not like walking through the office and sort of, you know, being a cheerleader and pepping, having a pep rally and getting people focused, because we're all that's sort of self-focusing, aren't we? Wherever we happen to be working.
Yeah. And remember, we said boss is in charge of team building, but the team, one is working from India, the other one is working from Boston.
Yes.
The third one is working from Buenos Aires. What's the team about?
And you got the team that has to figure this out, and bosses
exactly.
Who have to figure this out as well. How are bosses, top management people, adapting to all of this? It certainly changes their technique for dealing with people.
Definitely. And for a boss, that should be huge, frightening challenge sometimes, I guess.
And how about from a human relations standpoint? That was your area of expertise. How has that changed in these 10 years?
I think that's, it's not any, I would say it, I'm not an expert, but I would say it's less and less hierarchical. It's more and more team and reinventing the position of the boss within at the table. It's a round table and it's not a pyramid, actually. I think that's being on a round table, the boss has to listen much more, has to help people to interact much more. And he has to gain and to regain every single day his title, role, responsibility, income. He's not on the top of the pyramid anymore.
A fascinating book. Now, it sounds like another chapter or two coming to update 10 years later, Managing Your Manager. Our guest on the program, Gonzague Dufour, that's Gonzague Dufour, Dufour. The book specifically we're talking about, TikTok, TikTok, Blue Planet, deals with four friends, different parts of the world, and what they're attempting to do. Do you see a follow-up to this? Is there another book you're working on that may do a continuation of this story?
I think that writing, publishing, illustrating is a big challenge. when I'm telling stories to my kid, I'm using all these new tools, and they are in France and listening to the stories. But publishing is a bit different. And I've tried. I had a new book I love very much, but finally I couldn't find someone to illustrate it, which means I just told the story to my kids. And it's but not for TikTok. Maybe I should. But the new story is about Santa Claus. I met with him in Miami on the beach. He really exists. I can tell you, I met with him on the beach.
Now, I hope there's a follow-up to that story, a book, so that I can pick up on that. You have my attention on that as well. What do you hope for the book? TikTok, Blue Planet, a great book for kids, a great book for, I would think, parents to read to their kids. They can have a discussion as they're going through that, and a great book for schools and daycare centers as well.
I think that's thanks to your support and acknowledgement. I think I will do more to communicate and to, I've tried, but I think I have to do it again, and I will do it again. I think that's so vital and so important. And you have so many people who are in denial, and that's probably the biggest challenge, actually, the skeptical people who don't believe that we can do or there is something to be done. And I think that's very, very tough, and that's very serious. And I think that we have to, the book could help, and that's what I should try to market a little more. And I think that's you kick my whatever to make sure that it's more communicated.
This is such an important message, and you have a way. It's a younger audience you're dealing with. But again, sometimes adults are so busy, and you listen to a scientist that's going off, and, you know, 12 minutes later, he gets to the point or she gets to the point of their presentation. You get right to the point, and we got a couple minutes left here. It's always fascinating when you write a book for children, too. How many times did you have to go back and do editing to go, no, that's a little, that's not quite clear, clear enough. I need more clarity. I got too many words there. I need to cut that down a little bit. How long did it take you to write TikTok?
TikTok. I think it's lack of expertise, experience, and it took 6 months to get the story out and the illustration done, but then you had to go to the publisher to get it print, and then it goes back and forth because it's not that clear, because the picture is not great, because everything is, I think that's attention to details, and that's fascinating. I learned a lot, enjoyed it very much. It's a great challenge. And if I start again, I think I will do much differently, a lot of things. And find an agent, listen to people who have done it before, speak more about to your editor. Don't be humble, because advices you're receiving, they are not critics. They are just people helping you, trying to help you. And at the end of the day, the story is already shared from the beginning, which means you think that's your story, but yes, but if your story is not well communicated, it's not a story. Then you have to listen and to be okay, especially for managing a manager. I had to learn a lot about humility and listening to people. And but at the end, it's good.
Well, you've done an excellent job with this, and the time is going by way too quickly. TikTok, Blue Planet, Gonzague Dufour, our guest on the program. You're in a position where you are in Miami to, as I say, look out the window and get some impression as to where we stand. Are you optimistic? Are we taking this seriously? And, well, you read sometimes stories that it may be too late to turn around and save everything.
I think it's a bit late, and especially if people are continuing to do the same as they are doing. Like, for example, if you take the Amazon, if they continue to destroy the Amazon, it may be too late one day, but it's never too late. And I think that's pass on the back to the kids, and they are more creative than we are, and they are more sensitive as we are. Listen to the kids, tell them story, and they will come with good answers. But, you know, every day you have something which you can mention, but let's be positive. I think that we can make it, and listen to your kids. Tell them stories, and based on the story, they will come with ideas, and they have a lot of energy. And if I see my grandkids, I think that they are on board, and help. That's their planet, not ours anymore.
Yes, and you've got four examples in the book, the four friends that decide to do something, decide to challenge us to do something. The book is so well done, beautifully illustrated. A great message should be a book that every family has, and every school and daycare center. The book should be out there and read and discussed. TikTok, TikTok, Blue Planet by Gonzague Dufour. I'll spell one more time, G-O-N-Z-A-G-U-E, Dufour, D-U-F-O-U-R. If you're Googling, it's, of course, at Amazon, all the usual places, stratton-press.com. And go to our website. You'll link on directly to Gonzague's Amazon page and get all the information there. A pleasure having you on the program. Would love to have you back and talk more about this. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick. Last message, I have 100 books for free to any school we are interested in. I will send them the book.
Well, that's great. And you can get a hold of Gonzague, go to the publisher. You can get an email to us and we'll pass that along and take advantage of that, because it's needed in the schools. And this is a tremendous resource. TikTok, TikTok, Blue Planet, Gonzague Dufour has been our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.